Good Monday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm recording this from southern New Hampshire right now, and just looking at the markets this afternoon and keeping track of what's going on, and had a big rally late in the session today. The big reason was the release of the European model forecast at noon. Greatly took out any chances of precipitation, especially in the western Corn Belt, upper Midwest. Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, all expected to be very dry during that period, Nebraska as well. And that seemed to trigger some pretty good buying in the market here as we went into the close this afternoon. At the close, we did have December corn up 14 cents to 5.59. November soybeans up 4 1/4 at 13.53 and a half. September Chicago wheat up 25 3/4 at 7.29 and a half. Kansas City September wheat up 30 1/4 at 7.03 and a half. And Minneapolis September wheat up 18 cents at 9.22 3/4. Also, the October cotton contract up 24 points at 90.07. So weather continues to be the driver as we started the week. The forecast this morning, even though the nearby forecast didn't call for much rain, they also were calling for cooler, or, you know, relatively decent temperatures. So non-threatening temperatures, at least at this point in time, that we could use to handle the drier weather. But that European model, taking basically any rain out over the next 10 days, that seemed to trigger some buying. So that's the bottom line. We will get updated crop ratings numbers at 3 o'clock Central Time today, so just a few minutes after I recorded this, but I wanted to at least get this out to let you know what's happening, why, and that weather is going to continue to be a factor. We are also in that period where USDA is taking its surveys right now of producers for its August crop report, which comes out next Thursday, August 12th. So that'll be a big report. Certainly, it's the first time that USDA can make any changes to the yield numbers for this year. So we'll be very, very curious to that. And I'll be trying to update some matrices here ahead of that as well. I also mentioned on my morning opening bell call this morning that I think it's a good time to at least look at utilizing minimum price contracts again and or put options. We've got 9 days left ahead of that report. So if you've got old crop bushels left to move, not a bad time to take advantage of the rally, maybe buy back a call option as a way to stay in the market, just in case we see a bullish report here. So I hope you have a good day. Thanks for tuning in to Kicking Up Dust. I'll talk to you again real soon.